The General and the Navajo. The General looked trim and smart. Her skirt came just below the knees, and on her heart, instead of brooches, bows, and other female ostentations, stood three sober rows of military decorations. Said she, whose name was Dora Battle, "I don't engage in idle prattle. The purpose of my trip is classified top secret, and I don't intend to leak it. But before you all begin to enter in wild speculation on why I and my assistant, Private Rabbit Stalker, are aboard this ship, you ought to know that there is precedent for meaningful collaboration between General and Navajo. In the year of 42, the United States Marines inducted and instructed hundreds of brave Navajos on how to transmit military data on field radios. Rabbit's granddad, Coyote Stalker, was a Navajo code talker. Their native tongue was so obscure the Japs could not translate it, much less stop it. So why are we en route to Crow? You'll never know, and so just drop it." When the General sat down, McDonald Duck stood up. His heart was full. Military secrets were to him just so much bull. Any journalist could see that all the stuff on Navajos in World War II was just a bluff, a mist, a clever ploy to hide a taxpayer-paid tryst between an officer and boy. And so he said, "I cannot think what secret nowadays an Indian and general could share. The earth that one calls mother is exactly what the other seeks to blow into the air or overlay with surplus junk. And yet, since opposites attract, or so they say, one thing a general and Navajo might share today would be a bunk." At this the private turned so pale, the general did blush so bright, it wasn't clear which was the redskin, which the white. "You've gone too far," exclaimed the delegation. "Even you, a duck, should know you've sullied both the army and a noble Indian nation. How dare a duck infer that Private Stalker is the general's own pillow talker?" Shrugged the journalist. "Inference is proof enough. I'll bet my reputation CBA will air this stuff and give me thanks. Sexual harassment in the ranks our viewers find most titillating. It drives up our Nielsen rating." "Heaven help us," sighed the wheeze. "For now we're privileged to know the TV sleaze we'll find awaiting when we all return from Crow."